A sentence for Alliance Police Sergeant Ethan Griffith in the crash of his pickup June 7th. He was accused of leaving the scene and was charged with OVI, failure to control and obstructing official business. He was given probation and a $715 fine. Griffith was arrested Tuesday on a felony count of endangering children. He reportedly hit the four-year-old son of his fiancée at White House Fruit Farm in Canfield Sunday. Police said the blows left marks on the boy's face. Griffith will appear Thursday morning in Mahoning County Court in Sebring. He was placed on unpaid administrative leave after the initial incident. Two young children among three people in a Canton home when it was hit by gunfire Tuesday morning. Police say the shooting happened between 4:30 and 5:15 in the 1600 block of Roland Avenue Northeast. No injuries were reported. Police report says multiple shots struck the house, damaging a window and several items inside. An investigation is ongoing. An 80-year-old Canton man who police said was missing has been found safe. Sam Gilmore had last been seen Saturday afternoon when he said he was walking to Woodlawn Market in Jackson Township. Canton police had asked for the public's help in finding Gilmore. They have not released any other details. Diebold Nixdorf says its retail business is seeing strong growth, helping drive improved second quarter results. The North Canton-based company reports revenue grew more than 20% year-over-year for the second consecutive quarter, with double-digit increases across all regions. Overall, the maker of ATMs and point-of-sale checkout systems says revenue rose more than 1% to $930.8 million, while order entry increased 3%. Net income grew 28%, adjusted earnings 8%, and earnings per share 33% compared to the same period last year. A new officer has joined the Uniontown Police Department following action by Lake Township trustees. Daryl Clater was sworn in during the board's Monday meeting. Andrea Walters was hired as a part-time police dispatcher. In other business, the board approved more than $386,000 in expenditures and authorized the $129,000 purchase of a new truck chassis for the road department. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources warning people to stay out of West Branch Lake in Portage County. Testing of a sample taken Monday at the Michael Kirwan Reservoir found E. coli bacteria levels above the safe limit for recreational water. Officials say swimming and other contact with the water is discouraged because exposure can cause illness such as diarrhea and stomach pain. Highway Patrol investigating a motorcycle crash in Hanover Township that landed one person in a hospital. The crash happened after 7:30 this morning on Route 30 near Lindesmith Road. A medical helicopter was called to the Hanover Township garage after EMTs transported the victim to the facility. The rider was flown to a Youngstown hospital for treatment. Details of the crash and the victim's condition were not available. An East Palestine woman sworn in as the newest member of the Columbiana County Board of Elections, Peggy Caratelli, took the oath of office Tuesday to complete a term running through February 2029. She was appointed by the Ohio Secretary of State after being recommended by the County Republican Party. Caratelli has volunteered with the Board of Elections since 2020 and succeeds Greg Smith of Salem, who resigned in May. Sebring looking for a new village manager after Chris Frazier left the position. He was hired in March to replace Tim Gabrelsik, who resigned. Frazier's departure comes after council held a special meeting July 21st and went into executive session to discuss the appointment, employment, discipline, promotion, demotion, compensation, or investigation of a public employee. It's not clear whether the session was related to Frazier's leaving. He declined to comment on his departure. The Highway Patrol investigating a crash in Poland that killed a four-year-old. Troopers say an SUV left Route 224 around 5:15 Tuesday afternoon, struck an embankment in a tree, and came to rest in a culvert. A 61-year-old driver and two children were taken to a hospital. Authorities say drug impairment is believed to be a factor. The occupants were not properly restrained. Youngstown man accused in a July 2022 kidnapping case, now moving through the court system. 35-year-old Terrence Mackin was recently arrested on a warrant and is being held on a $750,000 bond. He's charged with kidnapping, felonious assault, and aggravated robbery. Court officials say an additional kidnapping charge filed in municipal court has been dismissed because it duplicated a pending charge in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. Federal authorities in Franklin County today arrested a man charged in a shooting in Mississippi that left two people dead and seven others injured. The U.S. Marshals Service and Franklin County Sheriff's Office SWAT team arrested 23-year-old Larry Smith Jr. at an apartment complex on the west side of Columbus. Smith was wanted in Mississippi for two counts of murder and several other charges. Four other people were arrested in Louisiana. The shooting happened on July 4th in Centerville, where 911 dispatchers received a call from a hospital about nine gunshot victims, two of whom died During the investigation, authorities learned Smith was in the Columbus area and reached out for assistance with his arrest, Smith being held at the Franklin County Jail awaiting extradition to Mississippi.